Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Just 6 months into her tenure, Harvard University's president Claudine Gay is resigning. The announcement today follows a cascade of events. It started with criticism over the university's response in October to the Hamas attacks on Israel and the subsequent handling of incidents of anti-Semitism on campus. Gay then faced backlash to her testimony last month in Congress about anti-Semitism on campus. The pressure intensified when plagiarism allegations surfaced related to her previous academic writings. WBR's Max Larkin has been following this story and joins us now. Max, was President Gay forced out by the corporation at Harvard, or did she resign on her own?
I think it's a little hard to say at this early stage. It was a pretty kind of a bombshell announcement. We do have two statements, one from Gay, one from the corporation. Gay says she made this decision on her own, but in consultation with members of the Harvard Corporation. And then the corporation said they've accepted it, but with sorrow.
And her own statement, why did she say she's resigning?
Yeah, it's poignant in a way, Lisa. She said it was, quote, difficult beyond words, but also she deemed it in the university's best interest that the community basically needed to heal. And I think in a moment of candor, she said it was a frightening past few months, saying she was, quote, subjected to personal attacks and threats fueled by racial animus.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit more here, and also first the background. There are two major issues at play. I alluded to them in the introduction, the testimony from Congress and the plagiarism accusations. Can you give the background on both of those things?
Yeah, I think Gay gave a kind of legalistic answer in what was a very, very difficult setting, that congressional hearing last month. She was heard to be saying that she didn't take threats of violence against Jewish students seriously, and that, unsurprisingly, perked a lot of people's ears up and upset them. And then in the wake of that, a number of instances of copying or inadequate citations showed up in her published work. But it was often the same people, including right-wing media outlets, who were making the claim. So in a sense, people who were critical of her stance on pro-Palestinian protest were also digging through her written work.
What kind of reaction are you hearing today to her resignation?
I think people are stunned, Lisa. Most people are off campus because it's still an academic break. But my colleague Carrie Young spoke earlier today to Ryan Enos, a political scientist at Harvard who would be a faculty colleague of Claudine Gay's. He was one of the hundreds of faculty there who rallied around Gay with a petition in mid-December, and he thought her job was safe, as a lot of people did. So this was a grim development.
I think it's sad for Harvard, and I think for higher education in the United States, because quite frankly, this is somebody being forced out of a position by mob rule.
That has always been a dynamic here, that there were more people who really hated Gay, really wanted her to go off campus than on. But it's not quite so simple. There were two students, for instance, in the Harvard Crimson earlier this week who said, this has been a distraction at Thanksgiving, at Hanukkah, at Christmas, and, you know, there's sort of a cloud over our university, and it's time for her to go.
So you might think, and we're running up against the clock here so briefly, you might think when a university president resigns, that's the end of it, but this doesn't seem likely in this case. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, the war goes on, the protests go on, and now they'll be doing it under their interim president, Alan Gerber, who's the provost. Longtime provost at Harvard, then they'll have to find another leader who can better steer through what is quite a difficult position.
One more quick question. President Gay said in her resignation letter that it has been distressing to have doubt cast on my commitments to confronting hate and upholding scholarly rigor, two bedrock values that are fundamental to who I am, and frightening to be subjected to personal attacks and threats fueled by racial animus. You referred to this earlier. Can you tell us what she's talking about there?
I mean, there were trucks with her face on it the first Black president of Harvard University in almost 400 years, saying the best friend Hamas ever had. That was in public, and both she and the corporation alluded to things that happened, as it were, off stage, out of public view. This is a school, Lisa, that's becoming more diverse. She was hugely inspirational as the daughter of Haitian immigrants, and for her to leave just 6 months in under these circumstances, it is almost a trauma in itself.
All right. We know that you'll have more tomorrow morning on WBUR. WBUR's Max Larkin, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.